Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos with lesson number 16. We begin the sixth chapter, Perek Vov, the first two Mishnayos, Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah says some general rules about Korbanos Mincha, Elu Menachos Nikmatzos, Ushiorein LaKohanim. The following Korbanos Mincha, a kmitza is performed. We already explained a kmitza means when the Kohen takes three fingers full from the flour, or as we see here, from the broken crumbs of baked karbon mincha, fried karbon mincha, and the remainder, that's the kometz, is put upon the mizbeach, and the remainder is distributed to the kohanim to eat. So the following karbonos mincha have those two components, kmitza and shioreho ne'echolim la'kohanim. Number one, minchas hasoles, the standard korban mincha, which is flour and oil, the kmitza, etc. V'hamachavas, which we learned is a fried upon a flat pan. V'hamarcheshes, and fried in a deeper pan. V'hachalos, v'horkikin, and the two types of breads which are baked in a tanor, either as chalos, where the flour is mixed with oil and then baked in the oven, and the rakikin, where the flour is mixed with water, baked in the oven as a biscuit, and then smeared with oil. So these all require, as we will see, kmitza and shireh necholom lakohanim. The minchas goyim, this all is true of a mincha donated by a Gentile, minchas noshim, and mincha donated by a woman, minchas haomer, the carbon mincha which is brought by the tzibur on the 16th of Nisan, minchas chote, the mincha which a chote who is guilty of shvus edus, shvus bitui, tumas migdash v'kodshav, etc., brings a sliding scale mincha. If he's poor, he brings a sliding scale carbon. If he's poor, he brings a carbon mincha. That too requires a kometz and the shireh necholim, u'minchas kanos, the sotas. Korban mincha requires kmitza, and the Torah says specifically, hanoseres mimeno yochlu aharon uvonov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Minchas kote shel kohanim nikmetzes. That minchas kohen, which goes upon the mizbeach and is totally consumed upon the mizbeach's fire, and the shireh are not eaten. Nevertheless, it requires a kmitza. In other words, a kmitza is performed. V'hakometz korev li'atzmo v'ashirayim korev li'atzmo. Generally speaking, if a kohen brings a korban mincha, it all is burnt upon the mizbeach kolil. However, if Shimon says, yeah, it's burnt upon the mizbeach kolil, doesn't mean there's no kmitza. There's first a kmitza, and then separately the kmitza and the shirayim are placed upon the mizbeach. Mishnah Beis continues. Minchas kohanim. A mincha that a kohen brings, whether it's a minchas chova like a minchas chote, or a minchas nedova like a minchas soles, machvas, marcheshes, etc. U minchas kohen moshiach, which the kohen gadol brings twice a day, the so-called minchas chavitin. U minchas nesochim, a korban mincha, which accompanies an animal offering. La mizbeach, there's no shiorayim, there's no leftovers which are eaten by kohanim, but rather it's all placed upon the mizbeach, ve'ein bohem la'kohanim. The kohanim get nothing from those korbanos. Boze yofe koach ha'mizbeach mikoach. In these cases, the mizbeach has a superior to the koach of the kohanim, because the mizbeach gets it all. The kohanim get nothing. On the other hand, shtei halechem, the two breads which are placed upon the shulchan every Shabbos. I'm sorry, the 12 breads. Sorry, the shtei alechem, the two breads, which are brought as an offering on Shavuos, together with the kifsei atzeres. V'lechem haponim, and the 12 breads, the two stacks of breads, which are placed upon the shulchan every Shabbos and removed every Shabbos, la'kohanim, they are given totally to the kohanim to eat. V'ein bohem la'mizbeach, they're never placed upon the mizbeach, they're never consumed by the altar. With regards to shtei alechem and lechem aponim, yofe koach hakohanim mikoach hamizbeach. The kohanim have it over the mizbeach. So we have completed lesson number 16.